Okay, today's daf is Tainas Daf Lamed. Tomorrow's daf, as Hashem, will be uploaded from the last cycle. So this is the last daf that we're doing now, and we're going to dedicate the OU and other organizations dedicating the Siyum of Tainas this cycle around. Lezecher Nishmas Gilad Ayala and Naftali, who were all davening for their neshamas, and all the limud should be le'ilui nishma sam, as well as lahavdil to bring shalom al Yisrael. By the Shem, all the limud, Kadosh Baruch Hu should look down and bring shalom to Am Yisrael as soon as possible. By the Shem, and we shall have all good things for all of Am Yisrael. Okay, Chaf Tesma Beis, we are towards the bottom. We are talking now in Yonah Diyoma. We are talking about this time of year, talking about Av, and the Mishnah said, "Vishenichlas Av Mematin Besimcha." We mentioned that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch because there are halachic nafkaminas related to that in terms of going to a din Torah and the important Ritva that we saw yesterday. That Ein Mazal Yisrael might not apply to these 2 months because there is already a neti in these 2 months towards tragedy and difficult times. And we went into the issues of washing, of laundering. We saw machlokas am tanoim, which we paskin l'chumra. Machlokas of whether one is allowed to wash items during shvuah shachalbo that one won't wear until after Tisha B'Av. So we are machmer regarding that shayla. Even if I'm not going to wear it until afterwards, I'm still not allowed to do the laundry until afterwards. That's the Shulchan Aruch. And if we read it in Tav Kuf Nun Aleph, where all of these halachas are, Tav Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch says, that's the siman relating to issues of Shvua Shachal Tisha B'Av Lios Pesocha. Right, that's the Shvua Shachalbo. That is the says the Shulchan Aruch Mirosh Chodesh Mishnichlas Av Mematen B'Simcha. The Shulchan Aruch quotes that Mirosh Chodesh Aratainis B'Mematen B'Masu B'Matan B'Binyan Shal Simcha. All happy events should be pushed off B'Netiyah Shal Simcha from already Rosh Chodesh, as the Mishnah said. They know Sim Nashim, they know Sim Sudas Erisin. This is all from Rosh Chodesh. V'Noagin LaHachmir, and then you have the famous line of the Rama. V'Noagin LaHachmir She'ein Nosim Mishiva Aser B'Tamuz Ve'Elach Harachar Tisha B'Av. The mitzvah to be machmir, not to do marriage. The Shulchan Aruch was talking about marriage as soon as Erisin, and the Ramah says the mitzvah is not to do it even from Shivasa B'Tamuz. Shivasa B'Tamuz, that is talking about marriage. The Shulchan, the Mishnah Berurah quotes Erisin in Ogan Lahachmir, even Sudas Erisin Mutulaso. So again, the 3 weeks is on a step down, as we know, from the 9 days. And then that is even more, a little step down from Shavuot Shechalbo. Shavuot Shechalbo is the most chamor. Obviously, Tisha B'Av is the most chamor than Shavuot Shechalbo, because that is the, right, that's what the Gemara here talks about. And then you have the 9 days, then you have the 3 weeks. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Siv Gimel, Shavuot Shechalbo Tisha B'Av, Asurim L'Saper U'Lechabes, Afilu Eina Rotu L'Lov Shavata, Ela L'Hanicha L'Achar Tisha B'Av. Right, even if you want to do it afterwards, I'm going to give this in to the dry cleaner, and I'm going to get it to after Tisha B'Av. No, still, as we saw yesterday, that would represent the Hesach Hadas from the Avelis. I'm already planning for after Tisha B'Av, so I shouldn't be doing that, and therefore, the Shulchan Aruch paskens usher even to do that. And then the Shulchan Aruch quotes, V'afilu ein lo ela chalak echad usher, as we saw yesterday in the discussion. Even if only somebody has only one chalak, one shouldn't be washing it before it. Then the Shulchan Aruch goes into kibbutz and kfisa, V'anu, good, and then he says, "La'achar atainis mutul l'saber l'chabes b'yad." But we pass it like Shmuel, as we saw yesterday. We pass it like the Amoraim. I forgot which one said Shmuel was machmir. We pass it like Rav that afterwards is mutul right away. La'achar atainis mutul l'saber l'chabes b'yad right away, which means a couple hours later. Right, our minhag is to wait till chatzos on the 10th, of Av. Vayin l'kaman, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, the bitzad minhaga yish lizar bazeh b'yom asiri al chatzos hayom. If Tisha B'Av falls out on Thursday, then we're makel to do, let's say, laundry even Friday morning, l'kavit Shabbos, even before. But the minhag is to wait till for the other actions after chatzos on the 10th. Okay, let's continue now with the Gemara. We are towards the bottom. We're talking about the laning. We spoke about if machlokas tanoim, if Tisha B'Av falls out on a Monday or a Thursday, then you have three aliyos, but otherwise you only have one. But we pass in like Rabbi Yossi that you always have three aliyos, the last one, the maftir, being the shlishi, and that is the one who will lay the haftorah. Then we had a brice that discusses what happens if Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos. Again, we paskin, like the Gemara says, there are no we don't minimize any of the activities that we usually do on Shabbos because there's no Avelos Mefarasi on Shabbos. And therefore, even if somebody wants to have a very large Sudash, Shlishis, Shalosh Shudis, when it's going into Tisha B'Av, that is okay. That is okay. Even if it's somewhat unusual, even if I don't usually have a big Shalosh Shudis. But just because tomorrow is Tisha B'Av, still, that is allowed. Mr. Brewer quotes this also. This is in Taf Kuf Nun Beis, Sif Katan Chaf Gimel, discussing the halacha quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Ochal basa v'shosa yayin besuda mafsekas umal al shulchanu afil k'suda shlomo beis malchuso. Even like suda shlomo. That's fine. You're not allowed to go overtime after Sefer Shabbos in that case. You got to stop before Shkia. But afil k'suda shlomo beis malchuso, like the language of the Shulchan Aruch, said. And then he quotes, Vihine, Aftakasa, this now is in the Mishnah Berurah. Aftakasa, Machaber, Kazuda Shlomo, Mikal Makom, the Mishnah Berurah now quotes a Machlokas. What's supposed to be your mood at Shalosh Shudis going into Tisha B'Av? You're allowed to eat a lot, but what's supposed to be the mood? First opinion, Mikal Makom, Yeshev Bida'avon Nefesh, Shalo Yinhag Besimcha, quoting the Rokeach, but you shouldn't be overly Besimcha. It is Erev Tisha B'Av. That is the first opinion that Mishnah Berurah quotes. And then he says, the Sefer Bechor Shor Cholik al Zeh, V'daito, the Misharaga Bechol Shabbos, Liso Tzudazu, Im Chaverav, Um Yudav, Umoneh B'Shabbos Zu. If you always have guests by Shalosh Shudis, and you always have a gathering, so have it like Kavilis B'Farhasya. Then you have to have that too here. You can't minimize. Surely, if it's Shabbos, you make a zimun. It's not like a regular suda hamafsekas where you eat alone and the minhag is not to create the situation of zimun. We eat on the floor by ourselves. That is the minhagim of Shabbos. Right? And Tisha B'Av, again, no minimizing. We saw yesterday the machlokas, machaber the Ramah. What about Dvarim Shepetzinah? What about Tashma Shemitah on that Friday night if Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos? Okay, let's get back to the Gemara, a couple of lines from the bottom. We just quoted a brisa relating to that, how long during the time, this time period, do we have these Isurim in place? So we saw a three-way machlokas. Rabbi Meir said 9 days. Rabbi Yehuda says the entire month. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no, only that week. Osa Shabbos Bilvat. 4 lines up from the bottom. V'tanya Idok, the brisa also says, so just one other hour. What about Zmiros? You're allowed to sing Zviros at that meal? So Rav Moshe says, if you usually sing Zviros, then you should sing Zviros. Moshe Feisi writes in a Shuvah in Arachayim, Dalet, Kufyut Beis, Bedvar Zmiros, B'Shabbos Chazon, L'Hamezamrin B'chol Shabbos, Vadai, Rashon Gam B'Shabbos Chazon, V'Afloha Eino Agin. Even if you don't always do it, but you want to get in the mood for Tisha B'Av, you want to sing L'Yerushalayim, M'Meshkachech, Mistaver She'en Lesar, Kiva Shal Kalpan, Mulukavit Shabbos, Kimo, Sha'av She'en Ogin Lechol, B'chol Shabbos, Basar B'Sud Shlishis, Mutarin Lechol, Af B'Shabbos, Erev Tisha B'Av, V'Kimo Chei Nire Gamlin Yizviros, Rabosha says, Kiva Shulin Yikavit Shabbos, Af She'en Rogil, B'chol Shabbos, Ein Lesser. Then he has a couple of other interesting parts to the tshuva. What about haircuts on Leil Shivas Matamus? He says, look at my other tshuva when I wrote about a wedding. Remember that tshuva? Moshe had a story where the invitations were already sent out. And there would have been a hefsid. They didn't realize. It was the Leil Shivas Matamus. But it's not allowed to have a wedding. So Moshe there discusses whether that is okay. L'sar agadol yesh lahatir, he says here as well. What about buying meat during the 9 days for after the 9 days? Is that the same as doing a wash? V'liknos basar batisha yamim laniach al achar tisha b'av. Hine, b'yamim ha'achronim shebechol shavua haderach liknos beizi yamim kodem. You always buy meat a couple of days before Shabbos, before you're going to use it. V'chein b'yamim ha'smuchim l'Shabbos. V'adei ein shayach l'asor. V'im nizdamein basar ata. Shehu yotzer b'zol. But if you find a nice piece of reasonable meat, or you're in the place now where you usually get your meat that you're not going to be there later in the week, it's nami hatzarach liknos atak shubakan av shel elu shadarim bakam yesh lam pray liknos biyom acher, even if you have a way to come next again umemele yesh harbe ofanim shetzvicha liknos atabasar v'kiv yesh harbe ofanim shemuter mistaver shloshayach iser maris ayin av kishein lo tzarach v'koshek ek shetzarach l'siyum l'su this mila, or whatever you're going to, you're going to make a sea in the day after Tisha B'Av. So Moshe is makel in that regard more than washing lahaniach, but meat lahaniach is more makel in this regard. Okay, that is Reb Moshe. Okay, back to our discussion, four lines at the bottom. V'tanya yidach, the Braisa also says, V'noeg eivel me Rosh Chodesh anatainis div Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir says, from Rosh Chodesh. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, kol hachodesh kulo aser, the entire month. Right, that was the day like Shmuel held. Shmuel held that even after Tisha B'Av. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, eino aser ela osa Shabbos bovad. Shimon Gamliel says, no, only that week, only Shvur Shechalba. Rabbi Yochanan says, Ushloshtin Mikreacha Darshu. Rabbi Yochanan says that they all darshin from the same pasuk. Tichzir, last line now. Chathesma base. Veishbati kol mesusa chagah chadasha v'shabbatah. The pasuk says in Hosea, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will cause that there will be a Shavas. Remember the first Kina? Shavas surumeni. Shavas. Everything will desist. Everything will stop. This pasuk, Vishbati, Hashem will say, I will cause to be desolate all happy days. Chaga, Chadasha, Vishabata. Those three words. Manda, Amar Me Rosh Chodesh, Vara Tainis. According to the one who says, it's from Rosh Chodesh to the Tainis, Me Chaga. That comes from Chaga. Why? Because a Yantif is Chag, that's 7 to 8 days, right? That's which Chag you're talking about. But that's the length of time. Hashem will make that time period into an Avelus, right? Like Rashi quotes the pasuk we had before. Kara alai moed. Umanda amar kala chodesh kulo asur mechadasha. According to the one who says it's the whole month, that's from the word chadasha. Umanda amar kala shabbos kulo asur mishabbatas. Each darshan, a different word in this pasuk in Hosea. Period. Amar Rava halacha k'Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Rava says the halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, who says only Shavua Shechalbo. That is the din from the Talmud. Vama Rava halacha k'Rav Meir. And Rava says the halacha is like Rebbe Meir. Which halacha like Rebbe Meir? Rebbe Meir who held yesterday that only before Tisha B'Av items are also, but after Tisha B'Av it's all mutter right away. The minute goes to wait an extra couple hours, as we said. But v'travayu l'kula, the Gemara adds on that when Rava made these two statements, he meant them both in the l'kula way, even though each one of them has a chumrah. Why? Because Rabbi Meir holds that it's not just Shavua Shechalbo. So if you hold Rabbi Meir Shavua Gamliel, those are opposite psakim. So what Rava meant to say, says the Gemara, was both in the Lakula side. Vitzricha, meaning Rameir, like Rameir, there's no Avelis after Tisha B'Av, like Rav Shimon Gamliel, there's only Shavua Shechalbo before Tisha B'Av. Vitzricha, and you need both statements of Rava. The Iyash, we know Halacha Rabbi Meir, if we just said like Rabbi Meir, Hava Amina Afilo Meir Rosh Chodesh. I would have thought even from Rosh Chodesh, from Mishan Nichnas Av. Just like the Gemara says, there's bad mazel, but maybe some of the halachas also kick in from Rosh Chodesh. Even though what's mefurish in the Gemara is Shvur Shechalbo. Like the Gemara says by Kibbutz, Shabbos Shechalios Tisha B'Av. Mishenichnas Av, in the Gemara, is only regarding the Dinei Torah. Right? Like we had on the back of Amabez, the top of Amabez yesterday. So the Gemara says, if you only like Rebbe Meir, you would have thought even for Rosh Chodesh, Kamash Molon, Halacha K'Rav Shimon Gamliel, that it's Shavua Shechalbo. V'yesh v'inan Halacha K'Rav Shimon Gamliel, Hava Amina Afil La'acharav. You would have thought even afterwards. It continues, Kamash Molon, Halacha K'Rav Meir. So that's why he says both of these statements, so he has the smallest time period. Even though Tisha B'Av is the most chamor of the rabbinic fast days, right, out of the five, but we are still makel in this regard. Maybe it's connected to halacha kedivrei hamekel ba'avel. There are many parallels, Be'ezras Hashem, as we'll see soon, between avelus yeshana and avelus chadasha. Avelus yeshana Tisha B'Av, avelus chadasha, rachman al-salat, if somebody becomes an avel. But that is what we hold. So lemaisa, that is the smallest amount of time. Tosfos here is a chiddush that the poskim do not accept. Tosfos at the end of Vitravayu. Tosfos says aval hecha dechal Tisha B'Av behe b'Shabbos. When Tisha B'Av falls down on Thursday, mutter lechabes ulesaper mechatzos ve'eloch b'bnei kavet Shabbos Thursday afternoon on Tisha B'Av. It's going to be very busy. Shabbos Nachamu, a lot of people are coming, a lot of stuff going on. Tosfos says already Tisha B'Av afternoon. And the Beis Yosef is Matama on the Tosfos. We don't know. Remember the Gemara yesterday? Abai was Layatalei. Right? We don't accept that. The only difference that happens on Tisha B'Av afternoon is sitting on a chair. That's the only difference. There's a minhag not to wear tefillin until afterwards also. Okay? That's a minhag to put on tefillin after Chatzos on Tisha B'Av. But all other Isurim are still bona fide on Chayav Kayam, right? Not everyone is aware of this. Learning and Sheila Shalom and the only thing that changes is sitting on the chair. Okay, we say Tiskabel also. a couple of details, but generally, almost all the halachas stay. That does not change. It is, Rav Soloveitchik points out, that it is interesting, though, that we do get a sense, at least emotionally, right after Chatzos, we feel like a little burden. Maybe not after Chatzos, if somebody said Kinos till later. After Kinos, all of a sudden, we feel a little different. And we're saying Tiskabel, we're putting a tefillin. So where does that emotional change come from? And a couple days later, we have Shabbos Nachamu Amui, we still don't have a Beis HaMikdash. What are we so comforted about? What are we so happy about? What happened? We're in the same state that we were a couple of days ago. So in the Rav Soloveitchik Sefer that they put out with a lot of his thoughts on Kinos, the Lord is righteous in all his ways, he quotes there on page 36, we've quoted this in the past, 36, 37, the point was that up until Tisha B'Av, it's very scary. Very scary. Because at that time, Klal Yisrael did not know, and we reenact it, they did not know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to do. Because really, who deserved punishment? Not the sticks and the stones of the Beis HaMikdash. We deserved Onesh. We deserved to be destroyed. Just like by the Egel, and just like by the Meraglim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, forget it, Moshe Rabbeinu, I'll make a new nation from you. And Moshe Rabbeinu was able to stand up and say, no, there's going to be Chil Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can't do it, what about Zechus Avos? So Moshe Rabbeinu was able to protect. But here, we didn't know, says Rav Soloveitchik. In the morning of Tisha B'Av, the Beis HaMikdash was still on its foundations, but in the evening, by Mincha time, it began to burn. Throughout the night and morning of Tisha B'Av, it had not yet been decided whether to destroy the people or the Beis HaMikdash. For the entire day of Tisha B'Av, the Midas Hadin apparently kept on arguing that Churban Beis HaMikdash was not enough. The people should be destroyed. That is what Yimach Shemo Hitler wanted to do. He burned Bati Midrashim too, but that was not his main desire. He wanted to destroy the entire people. Until late in the afternoon, no one knew, not even the angels, whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to destroy his people or substitute the Beis HaMikdash for them. But after Mincha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu finally decided to take his mashkon. Finally, at Mincha time in the late afternoon, he rendered his decision that the Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed, but the Jewish people would survive. The very moment that Titus took a torch and set fire to the Beis HaMikdash, Klal Yisrael knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had chosen the substitute. They knew that he had decided to take the building and spare the people. The wood would burn, but the human soul would remain. It's based on a Tosfos that we had back in Rosh Hashanah. They knew that he was going to take the collateral or pawn instead of bothering and torturing the real debtor. As a result, Kinos are recited only in the morning. In the afternoon, there are no Kinos. The entire character of Tisha B'Av changes. It becomes more like a regular fast day. We lay in Vayachal, right? We have Dir Shoshem Behimatso, not like the morning, Asof Asifeim, Vechulu. And that's why we have Shabbos Nachamu. Because we at least take some Nechama that Kadosh Baruch Hu kept us as his people. And we did suffer, but obviously Am Yisrael last in that regard. Right? It's like the Medrash says, the unusual Medrash. Medrash says on Velosia Leisha Leucha L'Shachal Kal Yamav, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my Ma'amar Sinai, somewhat forced us to take the Torah, Kafal Emar Kegigas, even though we said Nasa V'Nishma, the question that Rishonim deal with, but why is that? So there's one Medrash that says HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create, be Ma'anis us, so to speak, so that he would never be able to divorce us. Like the halacha by Ma'anis, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also created that type of relationship with us. Again, there's a lot more about that medrash, but we'll continue. There's a lot more here to do. Okay, sad reminder at the end. If we have time, we'll go over the Maharal on that medrash. Says the Gemara, Erev Tisha B'Av, Lo Yochal Adam Beis Tafshilin. Getting back to more halachas of Erev Tisha B'Av. When it's not allowed to have two types of delicacies, cooked foods, two types of tafshilin. The Mishnah had all different rules. Amar Rav Yehuda lo shanu ela mishe shows vilamala. This is only a meal that's eaten later in the day, after chatzos. Avol mishe shows vilamata. If one is eating a meal earlier before chatzos and erev Tisha B'Av, mutter. There's no limitations. V'yamar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda also says lo shanu ela besuda hamafsikba. This is only by the last meal. The su'udah, that this is your, what we call a su'udah hamafsekas. The su'udah hamafsikba. Av su'udah she'ina hamafsikba. But like our minog, we have a big meal to eat, to make sure we're full, and then we have the su'udah hamafsekas. The previous one does not have any limitations. Mutter, everything's mutter. V'travayu l'kula, and again, both of these are meant lahakel, meaning The limitation is only by the Suda Mafsik Ba after Chatzos. That's the only limitation. Vitzricha, and you need both statements. The E Ashmi Inan Besuda Hamafsik Ba. If you only had that, Hava Amina. Afilu Misheshos Velamata. I would have thought, well, what if I'm going to have a very busy day and I'm eating my Suda Mafsik Ba before Chatzos? So it should have limitations. Kamash Milan, there's no limitations there. Misheshos Velamala only. The Yeshmina Misheshos Velamala. And if I only said after Chatzos, Hava Amina Afilu Besuda Shena Mafsik Ba. Maybe any meal I eat afterwards. Kamash Milan Bisuuda Hamafsik Ba. That's why I learned, no, it's only Bisuuda Mafsik Ba. There's a big discussion in the, well, let's just read the brises and then we'll talk about the Rishonim. Tani Kalishna Kama, Tani Kalishna Basra. We have a brisa that supports each of the Lishnas. Tani Kalishna Basra. Right, the structure of the Gemara is ABBA. Right? Kama, Basra, Basra, Kama. As the Gemara sometimes does. Tani Kalishna Basra. There's a brisa that supports the Lishna Basra that the focus is the last meal. Hasoed Erev Tishabav. Im Asid Lisod Su'uda Acheres. If one is going to eat another Su'uda, Mutter Lecho Basra Velishtos Yayin. Vim Lav Asr Lecho Basra Velishtos Yayin. It's befeirish that it goes by the Su'uda Mafsikba. Tani Kalishna Kama Erev Tishabav Lo Yochal Adam Shnei Tavshilin. A person should not eat two cooked items. Lo Yochal Basra Velo Yishta Yayin. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer. Yishana, you should do something different than one normally does. Amar Rav Yehuda, Ketzad Mishana. What does that mean? We also have this in the Mishnah. Im Hayaraga Lecho Shnei Tavshilin Yochal Min Echad. If you usually have two, have one. Im Hayaraga Lisod Ba'asara B'nei Adam, Sorid B'chamisha. Eat with less people. Hayaraga Lishtos Asara Kosos. Shows a chamisha kosos, usually have 10, have 5. Ba'medra Ramurim, this is the Raya. Misheshos V'lamala, Misheshos Uvamata. Mutter, so we have a brisa that supports each of the lishnas. It's interesting, if you think about it, that we have a Suda HaMafsekes right before the event. That's when we have bread and eggs. Rachman al-Islan by an Avel, it's right after the event. It's after the Kvura, they come back, and it's after the event. Right, and we come at the first meal the novel has when they come back to the Shiva house is bread and eggs. Then they can bench, then they can have whatever they want. So it's opposite. Why? Because Avelus Tisha B'Av and Avelus of a Rechman al-Islan of a Avelus Chadasha, as it's called, are working in opposite orders. Opposite orders. Is it becoming more extreme and stringent and intense or less? When it comes to Avelus Chadasha, Avelus Rechman al-Islan, somebody loses one of their seven relatives, there's an event, boom, there's a death. Unexpected. We didn't know about it. And from that point, once the Kfura came, before that there's Aninus. But then there's Avelus. The second that Avelus happens, it goes from intense to less intense. So it's opposite. You have the intensity of the Kfura. Then you have Yom HaMisa Yom HaKfura, which is Avelus Daraisa, according to some Rishonim. And then you have Avelus, you come back to Avelus Zunam Afsekas, Avelus Yom Echad, which has its own halachas regarding Tefillin. And then you have Shiva, and then slowly you have Shloshim, and then you have Yud Beis Chodesh. Right? It gets less intense as it goes. When it comes to Avelus Yeshana, like we're talking about here, it's the opposite. It gets more intense. First you have, according to the Minhag of Ashkenaz, you have the 3 weeks. Then you have the Rosh Chodesh Av. Then you have Shavuot Shechalbo. Then you have Erev Tishbav. Then you have Tishbav, right? Which is Mesa Muta Lefanav. We're sitting on a floor. We don't do all the halachas, as we'll see in the Rishonim soon. But it's the opposite order. That's why the Suda Mafsekes that we have is not a Suda Mafsikba, Suda Hamaschilba, it should be called, in the opposite. But that is going in opposite directions. The Rishonim here discuss how do you define Tavshil. The Rush has a couple of opinions. And the Tosfos here, how do you define Tavshil? What if you have two different items, but they're cooked together? Is that called the two tavshilim? What if you have others? The Minhag Olam in our day isn't Shayach Lamaisa anyway, because we eat everything before we eat a real Suda Mafsekes with just bread and eggs and ashes. So it doesn't, but it could come up. In the days of old, they have enough to have two sudas, to have more bread and eggs. So that is what Tosfos here discusses. Look at Erev Tisha B'Av. Shnei tavshilim, Ratzalomar, B'shtei Kederos. Right, in two pots, could go a Moshe Korna Olam, Achanu Beiz Minim. Like people say, you had two different dishes. Aval ein lesser lechol tavshil sha'osin mi bitzalim umi gvina umi beitzim. What if you have a type of item? Sounds like shakshuka, right? You have eggs and onions and cheese, right? Some type of dish. Is that two? Is that one? There's a lot of different items in it. Says Tosas, that's one. At least for this regard. Maybe for Hilchas Erev Tavshilin it might be different. But for Hilchas eating two Tavshilin, the whole idea we had a couple of days ago, the Ritva says it's a din of Oneg. Oneg when I eat two different dishes. If I eat one dish, it doesn't have the same level. The Aval Gav, the Ein Megilin HaOlam Lechol B'Tzalim Chayim, even though most people don't eat raw onions, right, it's Kasha Lechol Gufo, and therefore you might say the onion is cooked and the egg is cooked, and, you know, for Hilchas Bishul Akum, they will all be considered separate halachas, all halachas regarding to each of them. Afal Pikein, Me'achar, Shein Osa Mehem Tafshel, Ba'atzmo, Im Lo Yasimu, Oshum, Oshum Davar, Shein Osa Mehem Tam, you always add something, it's not called a Tafshel by itself. And therefore, you're allowed to look at it as one big Tafshel. Okay, and the Rush discusses how this relates to other halachas where we need to define Tafshelim. Good, let's continue. Says the Brisa, about two-thirds of the way down, right, last couple of skinny lines. Tanya idach erev Tisha B'Av. Lo yochal adam shnei tavshilin, lo yochal basar, v'lo yishta yayin, div Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Chachamim Omer Mishane, like we said before, Adeya, do something unusual. Umimait b'basar v'yayin. Have less than you normally have. Kate said mimait, how do you do that? Am I a ragil le'echol litra basar, yochal chati litra? Always do less than what you normally do. If you never eat it, then you should not eat it. Again, this is not unlike Shabbos we mentioned before, because that's avilus b'far hesya. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, you could also have your after meal treat that you usually have. That is also okay. Tanya Ida Feiter, Kol Shehu Mishum Tisha B'Av. Anything that is Mishum Tisha B'Av. What does that mean? Any meal that you are having related to Tisha B'Av, which means the Sudam of Sekas. Kigon, Asur Lechol. So in that meal, Asur Lechol Basar, Vasar Lechos Yayin. So at what we call the Sudam of Sekas, no meat, no wine, Vasar Lechotz. And there's Asur to do Rechitza in that meal. We'll have to talk about that more in a minute. V'kol She'eino Mishum Tisha B'Av. Any meal that it's not Mishum Tisha B'Av, meaning it's the prior meal. So then, Mutar Lecha Basar V'Lishtos Yayin V'Asur Lirchotz. That is the first opinion. As we'll see, there's a Girsa here that the others have, that Mutar Lirchotz, when it comes to, that's what the Rishash says, that's a more appropriate Girsa. We'll talk about that in a second. Let's just finish the Machlokes. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi Omer Mishum Aviv, quotes his father, Rabbi Yossi, Kol Sha'a She Mutar Lecho Mutar Lirchotz. Any hour, any time that it is mutter to eat, there's no problem with rechitza. So, let's talk about this for a minute. Halacha l'maisa. So, what are we paskin? By the Sudam of Sekas. Are you allowed to wash after the Sudam of Sekas? Does that inui kick in before the Sudam of Sekas? That's what's being discussed here. By the time I eat the Sudam of Sekas, you know, do I have many people brush their teeth after the Sudam of Sekas? Okay, but what about washing? You gotta wash your face after, take one more water on the face? So, that's what's being discussed here. The Ramban says, once the halachas of Tisha B'Av started by the Sudam of Sekas, the Ramban writes here in Torah Sa'adam, and the other Rishonim quote it, then the other halachas kick in too. Right? That's what the Ran said. The Ran quotes his great-grand Rebbe, the Ramban. The Ran quotes right here, Daf Yudim and Aleph and the Daf Yarif, says the Ran, quoting the Ramban, Kiva Chehizcha Lino Gavelos Machmas Tisha B'Av Bisu'udaso, since you started in your Suda, Kachish Lanu Leish Lino Gavelos Shelo Yerchotz Velo Yasuch. She'ena b'din she'yinag avel b'su'udaso u'mitzad acher yinog yidunin ba'atzmo. It's inappropriate to have partly avelus, part not avelus. So that is why the Ran quotes the minhag of Chachmei Svarad that all the halachas kick in by the Sudam of Sekas. What does he not mention, which is not 100% clear, but it sounds like he would say it's usher also. What about Nilas Asandal? Do you have to change your shoes before the Sudam of Sekas? So that's a machlokas rishonim, and the Rush here is makel. The Rush says that, you know why you're not allowed to wash at that time, even if I want to give you that? Because the results of your washing are going to remain. If I wash my face, I'm still going to feel it in 10 minutes from now, when the fast starts. So that's why, no washing when it comes to the Sudam of Sekas. But regarding shoes, before the time comes, I'm going to switch my shoes. And therefore, the Rush says, regarding shoes, I don't think you have to remove your shoes until afterwards. He says that is that you're allowed to wear your leather shoes at that time. Let me just find the line where the Rush says. It's all here in the fourth parak. The Rush quotes that, Vinagu, let me just, if I,
After all, you're still eating. Look at it that way. You're being noach avelos, but you're still eating. So yeah, you ought to brush your teeth afterwards. So the Rush says it's not totally, and that is the machlokes that we have regarding whether that is chal. And if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch is mekel regarding that shita, that one does not have to remove their shoes until later. Said the Shulchan Aruch, Nagu leishiv al gabi karka b'sudam afsakes, the Ramah is on, the ein sarach lachlus min alav. Ramah says it. Ramah says one does not have to. You want to, you can. But there's no reason that one has to do that during the Seuda HaMafsekis. Okay, we continue. Says the Brisa, Tanu Rabbanan, fourth or third wide line. Kol mitzvos ha-noagos ba'avel, noagos b'tisha b'av. All mitzvos that are noeg ba'avelus are noeg on tisha b'av. Meaning, let's read some of them, and then we'll see there are some left out. Aser ba'achila, u'bishtia, aser to eat, aser to drink, u'birachitza, adds another side, and washing, u'bisicha, u'benilas asandol, u'betash b'shamita, all of those, the inuyim. Va'aser likros b'torah nevi'im uksuvim, it's aser to learn, as we know, aser to learn Torah nevi'im uksuvim. We mentioned, we've had the allusion of Tanakh a couple of times in this Masechta already. A couple of times we have had Tanakh mentioned. Back in the first parak we had it, if somebody violates 24 Averos, meaning the 24 books of Tanakh, V'lishanos, B'mishnah, B'talmud, B'medrish, B'alachas V'agadas, meaning Torah Shevichsav or Torah Shevalpeh. So Al-Asr, we're not allowed to learn, as we'll see why the Gemara is going to mention. Avol Korayu, B'malkam Shita Raga Likros, V'shonu B'malkam Shita Raga L'shanos. You're allowed to learn in places where you're not usually learning. But if you never learn in a certain area, that you can do because it's painful. It's painful, you don't enjoy it. What if somebody enjoys all learning? So then there's no place that's Eino Ragil. But he's still allowed to learn Dvarim Haroim. The Korei Bekinos, Kinos is Eicha. Right, and the Medrash calls, we call it Eicha. But in the Medrash, it's not called Kinos. Right? Various names, it's so-called Sefer Kinos. That's what we call Kinos. And we call Eicha Eicha. But in the Medrash, Eicha is called Kinos. But as we have mentioned, every Medrash has a different name than what we call it. Every Sefer, right? Chumash HaPakudim, and Mishnah Torah, and Taras Kohanim, and Sefer HaYashar. Those are the names. Not Bresha, Shmos, Vayikra, Bamidbar. Right? It's different names in the Medrash. V'kare b'kinos b'iyov u'b'dvarim ha-ra'im she'b'yirmiya. V'tinoko shel beis Rabban b'telin. All of that, they're batal. Mishum shenemar, pikudei, Hashem yisher mesam chilev. Because Torah is mesameach, inherently, and therefore, one is not allowed to learn. I think it's another gerus on the side that maybe the children can learn because they don't enjoy it. The tinoko shel beis rabam, different deis, but in general, the minhag is that nobody learns. Rabbi Yehuda omer, af eino kor b'makam shina raga likros, v'eino shina b'makam shina raga l'shana. So you can't even learn something unusual. Avol kor yu b'iyo v'b'kinos, u'b'dvar maram shebi yirmiyahu, v'tinoko shel beis rabam b'teilun bo, b'yishub shenemar, p'kudei Hashem yisharim, misamchei leiv. Torah is misameh. Okay, there's a lot to talk about here. First of all, another Ramban. The Ramban that's quoted in all the Chachmei Sfarad here, where the Ramban says, even though the Gemara has a parallel regarding Tisha B'Av and Avelus, right? The language of the Gemara is, anything that's noeg b'Avelus is noeg b'Tisha B'Av, it's not exactly true. Not exactly true. We don't do Kriya, assuming Kriya is part of Avelus. We don't do that on Tisha B'Av. We're not kofim mitaso. We don't do atifas harosh. We don't do the isurim regarding, we only do the isurim regarding avelus. We don't do the kiyumim, the assays, the positive actions that we do for avelus that we don't do on Tisha B'Av. That is pointed out in all the Rishonim here, in the name of the Ramban. Right? The Ritva quotes it back on the, Mishnah. But that is number one. Number two to point out here, and that is the issue of Simcha B'Talmud Torah. We've quoted this many times, but this is another place that we have to quote it. The Reb Avraham Nahar, one of the Rishonim on Nedarim, right, mentions this in the context of the Mishnah there on Daf Mem Ches, where the Mishnah says that if somebody is Mudur Hana'ah from a city, I'm not allowed to get benefit from a city. I'm not allowed to even use the svarim of the city. That's what the Mishnah says. Some Rishonim change the gear, so they say it's not true. Mitzvos lav lahenos nitnu. We have the sugi at the end of Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, mitzvahs aren't given lahenos. If I'm muder hanah from someone, I'm allowed to, borrow their chauffeur, because it's mitzvahs la lahenos nitnu. So Rav Avraham Nahar there says, why you're not allowed to use their svarim? So he says, beautifully, all mitzvahs are mitzvahs la lahenos nitnu, except for Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is nitan lahenos. The hanah that we get from Talmud Torah is part and parcel of the definition of the mitzvah. He quotes our Gemara and our Pasuk. That's why an Avil is also B'Talmud Torah, because of the Simcha, and therefore, that is why if somebody's Mutar Hana, it is still Aser. That's the well-known Egle Tal and the Hagdama, where he says that there are those that are mistaken, that suggest that Talmud Torah Lishma means if you don't enjoy it at all. You just learn for the sake of learning, and you hate it, and you're just doing it because Hashem told me to learn. Says the Egle Tal, I've never heard something further from the truth. No, the ultimate level, I have to learn no matter what, but the ultimate level is to enjoy the Torah and to think it's amazing and wonderful, and that's when it goes into your blood, says the Egle Tal. He uses this even to explain a Rambam, that the Gemara says, Olam Yasuk B'Torah V'Mitzvah Shalol Lishma, Shafilu Shavitok Shalol Lishma Bal Lishma. When the Rambam quotes that, he quotes that in the context of Talmud Torah. Not Lodom Yasuk B'Torah V'Mitzvahs. He said, I'm sorry, only by mitzvahs. Yasuk B'Mitzvahs. Right, there's two Rambams. But that's what he uses to explain how Talmud Torah is different. Okay, that's one. Is an Avel allowed to learn Dvarim Haroim? Right, on Tishbav, we're allowed to learn Yirmiyahu and Eov. Could an Avel, somebody sitting Shiva, could they learn Eicha? Could they learn Yirmiyahu? Right, usually it's not done. Usually they're just learning Hilchos Avelos. But can an Avel do it? That's a Machlokas Rishonimia. The Rosh said it's okay. Tosfos in Moed Katan says not. The Shulchan Aruch is Mekel. Shulchan Aruch is Mekel, right? An unknown Shulchan Aruch. I guess it's known for those who have learned it. But in Shulchan Aruch says in Shin Pei Dalet, in the Simon about Talmud Torah, Avel, this is in Yaradei, Hilchos Avelos, Avel, Kol Shivas Hayamim, Osir Likros, Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, Mishnah Gemara, Gargados, Vim Rabim Tzrichim Lo, also an interesting halacha, if many people need him, Lehislamed, maybe if he's the only, he teaches Torah, Bilvai Lehislamed, Mutter, through a Meturgamon, right, indirectly. Okay, good shaila. Let's say if there's a Rebbe, if he's the only one, Baruch Hashem, today we live in a day and age where there are more than one person in a community who could teach. But let's say he's the only one who could teach anything. So maybe there are a Teirim there. The Shulchan Aruch says, Rabim Srichamo. We'll have to talk about that in Moed Katan. But then the Shulchan Aruch quotes, Aval Mutter Likros, Be'iov, Kinos, Dvarim Aram Shebe'yirmiyah, U'bilchaz Avelos. Says he's allowed to do it. V'hani mili bein olavein atzmo, only himself. Aval eino lo meid im achirim, elahem yoshvim en osim en osim b'helchaz avelus, v'im tov meshivin b'safir rafe, v'hu eino shoel, v'hani mili sheitz rabim srichim lo, v'chilu. He continues. But that's not halacha l'maisa. Shulchan Aruch paskes that it is mutter to learn dvarim, mutter to learn dvarim haroim. One other point, the Aruch HaShulchan discusses in also Hilchas, so regarding Tinoko Shobes Rabban. Tinoka Sheves Rabban says the Shulchan Aruch here, Aruch HaShulchan, in Siv Gimel, talking about learning. He's talking about the Machlokas Tanoim that we have in the year, whether Tinoka Sheves Rabban, learn, not learn, they don't enjoy it, they do enjoy it. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, a beautiful piece, Tavkuf Nun Dalet Siv Gimel, Devadai, Gam Belimet HaTorah, Yesh Simcha, V'Gam Tsa'ar, B'Yegiyas HaTorah. There's simcha, but also like trying to get through a rack our brain through a tosfos and exos. It's not always the easiest thing. There's tsar nyigiyas haTorah, afta la yoser gadol, even to the greatest lamdan, ki ein sof laomek taraseinu akadosha. There is no end. There's not finite. Amnam ikar esek haTorah misameach es hanefesh haYisraeli. Af sheyesh lo tsar v'yigiyah b'shas ma'isa. Even if shas ma'isa, I might have some pain. I'm learning a certain mesechta. You know, in Mishnayos, that's very difficult, and I'm racking my brain, and there's no Gemara on it, so some of these Mesechtas and Taurus are more challenging, but, you know, that's inherently in the Maisa. But the ultimate Simcha that one gets is there. Remeir Svirelei D'Davar Chadash. Remeir says it's Mutter for Tinoka Sheves Rabban, according to one Girsa. Why? He says you go by the Maisa Limud. The Maisa Limud, the Davar Chadash Chay Tinoko Zumalamdin, Kivet Sheish Lampashas Maisa Ksas Sar Mutar Lomod. Rabbi Yehuda Svirelei no, ki the ein hatzar shove beikar simchas hanefesh kishalomedes Torah Hashem. Av al pi sheino sameach simchas haguf befoal mikomakom hanefesh haYisraeli sonach mizeh. Right, you might hear sometimes we hear. I don't enjoy learning. I should be able to learn. Da da da. The answer is, even if you don't think you enjoy it, your neshama enjoys it. And what does he quote? He quotes the Rav of Anilchus Gershon in Perek Beis about the bit Kopen Asuachi Yom Rotsani. The person who's supposed to give a get, and he does this, the Bez is allowed to beat him up in certain cases. Because we know every Jew wants to do the right thing deep down inside. That's the again, a well-known Rambam Nichols Gerish in Perek Beis. So the Aruch HaShulchan connects that here to Talmud Torah when one is in Avel. Amvam Adram HaRoyim Mutar Lomod. I actually can say if learning inherently is enjoyable, so what about Dvaram HaRoyim? Mipnei, you're allowed to learn that. What if you get enjoyment and still learning? Mipnei Shagam LeNefesh Yitzar Mitzaras Yisrael. Tzaras Yisrael off of the nefesh atzar. V'lachein ash av gam shemidvaram aroam havitor v'simcha v'kol makom tzar mevatel asimcha v'lachein mutter. I've always said that that the Sefer of Rav Soloveitchik Shagan and Hilchos Tisha B'Av, I get a lot of hanah from that. Learn on Tisha B'Av. I say I shouldn't be able to learn on Tisha B'Av. Right? It's a hanah, but inherently the neshama is also the tzar of Am Yisrael. And there's tzar there. They say lahavdil. They say Rav Soloveitchik. One time somebody saw him learning during Shiva. So they said, Rebbe, isn't that the halacha? He says, the halacha is only, you're not supposed to have extra simcha. But you don't have to be mitzar yourself. He says, I don't know. He says, if I don't learn, I'm mitzar myself. He can say that. Maybe certain gedolei zohar can say that. So he was mako in certain, for certain, certain learning. Again, I heard this story is B'pi HaShmua. Vayter, we continue. Good. Four lines to the bottom. There are other differences that we're not going into in terms of differences between Avel and Tisha B'Av, like we've said, Rechitza, right, the Ritva here says Rechitza Shel Tainug versus non-Rechitza Shel Tainug. There might be differences between them, but not for now. So again, no meat or wine by the Su'uta HaMafsekes. Tana, Avel Ochel Hu Basar Malik Meshosei An Migita. You could eat inferior meat or a wine, meaning meat that was recently salted, or wine that was put in the vat that has not been able to age yet. So, how long is that? Basa Malech Ad Kama, Amr Avchidna Bar Kanam, Shmei Shmuel, Kol Zman Shuk Shlamim. As long as it's like a Karbon Shlamim. What does that mean? Karbon Shlamim, you're allowed to eat for day, night, day. So, as long as it's that first time period. After that, then it's already not considered recently salted, and you're not allowed to have that. V'yayin Mikito Ad Kama, Kol Zman Shuk Toseis, as long as it's still fermenting. Tana, meaning the first couple of days. Tana, Yayin Toseis, Ebo Bishim Gilui. Also, during that time, a nachash would not be interested in it, so there's no iser gilui, mayim giluyim, in the first couple of days, v'kama tisisaso gimel yamim, those 3 days. Interesting, ha'ara, we say like a shlamim, only day, night, day. There is a ha'ara made by the Rishonim, the Ramban in Parshas Sav notes this, that we know that a shlamim, kachem, can be eaten only for 1 day, day and night. The kachay kalim, the shlamim, day, night, day. But the language used by the Torah in Parshas Sav is umimacharas vahanosar mimenu yochel. The language used is nosar. The Ramban writes, a chiddush gadol, there in Sav, that even though you're allowed to eat it for day, night, day, you should not have the attitude of, well, I'm going to eat half today and half tomorrow. You should try to eat it all as much as you can on the first day. Whatever you don't get to eat, you can eat the next day. But it's still called nosar. That's the Ramban. It's not in the Gemara. It's the Ramban. Bavur Sha'amar, Bayom Ekrivo Zevcho Yechel Macharas, Haibe Mashma, Shetei Mitzvah Sheyechel B'Shnei Yamim, Yochel Miksasu Bayom Arishav, Yenich Mitzvah Lamachar. Lefichach it says, Vahanoser Mimenu Barishon, Yochel Umi Macharas, Lo Sheyishar Mimenu Bakavana, Vishalojie Rashayim Laniyah Kulo Liyama Macharas, Mitzvah Sheyochel Mimenu Barishon, Vahanoser Bemikre, Yochel Mimacharas. Even though the Shlama has the Heter, but Lechad Chila, she is the first day. The Rambam is not 100% clear. Not 100% clear. Does he agree with this Ramban? His lashon is in the 10th paragraph of Maisa Karbanos. He says, "Hashlamim ne'echalim biyom hazvicha v'chol halayla v'chol yom hamacharas achetishka achama." It's eaten day of, all night, and the next day. Sheneemar biyom akrivo zivcho yeachel umimacharas vigomer v'meyachol yeachel mipsar zavach shlama biyom ashlishi nimseis lamad sheneachol l'shtei yamim v'layla echad. So nimseis lamad. The Ravaz is bothered. What is that adding? It's a mefurish pasuk in Chumash. What is the Ramban adding to that? So it might relate to our issue. The Ramban for sure doesn't say it beferish that the first day is more important than the other days. Okay, second to last line. I'm Rav Yehuda Marav, Kachayim and Agash Rav Yehuda, Rav Eloi, Erev Tishaba, Mevien Lo Pascha Reva, Bemelach, Bread. V'yoshe, Bein Tana L'Kirayim. He used to find a manuval place in the house to sit, a dirty place between the oven the ovens. Va'ochel v'shosa aleha. Va'ochel, he used to eat. V'shosa aleha kiton shamayim. He used to drink water. He used to drink water with his bread. V'dome kimi shemeso mutal lefanav. It's mamish like meso mutal lefanav. Right? He felt like mamish avelus. Avelus chadasha, that's what he felt like. Some sofer, they say, did not start Tisha B'Av until he had a cup of tears. Until he got into the proper mood, he would not read Echa. They felt kemeso mutal lefanav. Tanan Hasan, the Mishnah says, Himsachim, right, in Perak, the Minhagim Perak. Nundalan, Makam Shogolasim, Malacha B'Tisha B'Av Osin, in a place where the Dominic to do Malacha Tisha B'Av, You can do it. Makam shagul shlo lasos ein osin uvechol makom tamid chacham betelim tamid chacham is batel and not do malacha. This doesn't mean like isur malacha for Shabbos. It means malacha for parnasa. Reb Shimon Gamli alomer laolam yaseh kol adam atzvo ketamid chacham. A person should make themselves into a tamid chacham, meaning one should not do malacha. Tani nami hachi. Reb Shimon Gamli alomer laolam yaseh adam atzmo ketamid chacham kedeshe yisaneh, so that he is misaneh, so that he is afflicting himself. He should put himself into that category. Tanya idach, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel omer, kol ha'ochel v'shoseh b'tisha b'av, kilu ochel v'shoseh b'yam ha'kipurim. The one's darabban and one's daraisa. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says that it has it similar in its stringency. As we know, all the other fast days do not have the stringency of Tisha B'av, the halacha l'maisa, and it's like we treat it like Yom Kippur in many ways. There are differences. Again, just like we had on Amud Aleph, there are differences. Most poskim say there's no concept of eating b'shiurin on Tisha B'Av, like Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a mitzvah of inui. So we eat b'shiurin, and therefore we'll still be in a state of inui. On Tisha B'Av, most poskim say if you have a heter to eat, you don't have to eat b'shiurin. Just eat whatever you have to eat. Somebody is in a state where they have the heter to eat. Rabbi Akiva Omer, kala osa malacha b'tisha b'av, ein aroa simin bracha la'olam. If anybody does malacha on Tisha B'Av, they don't see simin bracha from that money forever, right? We don't do malacha. The chachamim omrim kala osev a malacha b'tisha b'av ve'eno misabel al Yerushalayim ein aroa b'simchasa, will not take place in the simcha of Tisha B'av. Shneamar simchus Yerushalayim v'gilu ba kol ohaveha simchu rejoice in Yerushalayim, all those that love it. Sisu ita misos kol ha misablim aleha, who will be b'simcha? Those who are misabel on it. Though who felt the pain. Mikan Amru, kalam Misabel al Yerushalayim, Zoche Veroe Bisimchasa. Anyone who Misabel will be Zoche, sees its Simcha, Vishina Misabel Yerushalayim, Einero Bisimchasa. The Achronim point out, Chassam Sofer points out, that the Lashon here is Lashon Hove, not Lashon Asid. It doesn't say Yizke, whoever is Misabel, Yizke Veyere? No, Zoche Veroe. It's not Yizke Veyere. So why is that, why is it present tense? So says the Chassam Sofer right here. Yesh Lafarish Al Pi Mashakotav Rashi, based on what Rashi says in Bereishis Perek Lamed Zayin, by Yaakov Avinu, Vayimma Ein Lehisnachem. He refused to be comforted. Why? Rashi says that you're only comforted on a mace. Ein Mekablin Tanchumin Alachai. You can't accept Tanchumin Alachai. So maybe deep down in the recesses of his neshama, he knew Yosef was still alive. That's why his neshama didn't let him accept Tanchumin. Hine im lo yiyat tikva she Yerushalayim tibaneh lama misablanod. What do you still have avelos for? Usually after something dies, something is gone, slowly you get over it. And here we're not getting over it. V'lonis nachem od zeshanim rabos. Ela al-karkat tzarech lomar, that's the raya. Yerushalayim beis hamikdash banui umushochlal lamala. Right, it's above Rashi and Sukkah. Right, in Memal, that it's going to come down. Or we had earlier Daf Hey. Right, beis hamikdash shomala is going to come beis hamikdash Yerushalayim shomala Yerushalayim shomata. Rak meitanu neevad v'yesh tikva v'yasi shapir kol misabel Yerushalayim. Anybody who's misabel, right, will sees right now, present tense, right, zochev aroa, because you know it is not. It is not gone. The famous story of Napoleon, he was walking through and he saw them once on Tisha B'Av sitting and said, what are you mourning for? Based on Mikdash, I didn't hear about it in the news. Thousands of years ago, he says, wow, a people that are still mourning thousands of years later, they're going to have their Based on Mikdash back. They're going to get it back. He was so inspired. What's the reason for the minog of not doing malacha? It's not a din, it's a minog. What's the reason? So the Magen Avraham quotes that Hesach Hadas. Right, we're not supposed to have it just like laundry for afterwards. We're not supposed to have a Hesach Hadas from the Avelos, and that's what we have to keep focusing on the on what the day is supposed to be about. Tosfos says here, Tosfos on top, Klomar, what does it mean? I don't see any simin bracha. Be'osa malacha sheraga lasas b'tishra b'av. Ein eroa simin bracha la'olam. V'chayev adam litza'er. Ulema'et b'chvodo u'bahana osaf. Shmi memait. Shema yaraga l'shachev al shnei karim. Lo yishkavim al echad. There's the pillow. You sleep on two pillows. Sleep on one pillow. Skip a couple of lines. Avo mikal mako main lesser. Lishtos misha'ach al sudam afsekes. V'adan ave yom gadol. Even after sudam afsekes. You know, you're still allowed to eat if it's still early enough, right? Even on Erev Yom Kippur, on Erev Tishra B'Av, that is still allowed. I wanted to mention it, and that is we know this is an Isser of Limud on Tishra B'Av. What about Erev Tishra B'Av? What about Erev Tishra B'Av after Chatzos? What is one allowed to learn on Erev Tishra B'Av after Chatzos? So the Shulchan Aruch again discusses this in the Siman about learning on Tishra B'Av. I'm just going to find which one, because there's two places. The Mishnah Berurah discusses that it's so hard for us already not to learn on, I mean, those who are accustomed to learning, not to learn on Tishra B'Av, let alone on Erev Tishra B'Av. So he talks about it in the Bir Halacha here. He says, especially if Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos. Here it is in Tavkuf Nun Gimel. He says in the Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Ches Mikomachem calls that Eina Medina when he quotes the Minagish Shelo Lilmod BeErev Tisha B'Av Mechatzos VeElach Ki Medvar Mamutarim BeTisha B'Av. That's what the Ramah quotes. The Mishnah Berurah says that's not Medina. So Amuter BeErev Tisha B'Av Medina Kol Chamishi Nuyim. Thicker at time because you should focus. He says, "Meharbi achron and mashba she tafsu mehamina gazel lahakel v'lo ira lav da filim chal b'shabbes." His kibukam achronim l'zayka b'shkaz of arama amnam yishi is achronim she pikmuku mazeh. Rashal v'chulu he learned the gra learned chumra dasi l'de kula. So he says, "Ein adam lamid elon shalibo chafetz." So if somebody is mekel to learn on erev Tisha B'Av after chatzos, to be one's worst avera. Where's Avera? That's he says here also, the Bir Halacha. Lulei de mistafina mechavraya, hava amina, the filo b'yom Tisha B'Av atzmo. Chayilan alohake says, what do we do on Tisha B'Av? We just bottle the whole day, as we learn a couple hours. The whole afternoon, what are we doing? We try to think of things to do. That we have, what? We have less simcha, you know, by these cases, than by these activities, than by learning. So he says, if it was up to me, the Bir Halacha said, I would learn on Tisha B'Av. The Bavanoseno Arabim is Kalkalo Adoros, we am Tishabav, Metailan, Bishvakim, Umasichan Sichas Chulin, Vafilo Ayodim Sefer, Vixas Alomdim, Mikilan Bazet, Upshita, the Bavazet Fevi Adav Lomod, Kyozi Vazib Yushalmi, Vachulu, and he continues, and therefore he says, Vafanulo, Maklum Asra, Limit Alkadishi, Yoshin, Binyon, Sarva, Velus, Umitokak, Zokhme, Dog, and Alkurban Abayas, Vine Metailan, Umasichan Sichas Chulin, Umasichan Daitam and Avelus, Bamu de Schok, El Meachad, Mr. Bari says, what can I do? I'm not going to change that. I can't change it. It's the Gemara. But Erev Tisha B'Av, for sure. For sure it's mutter. He says, Hashem yechaper ba'ad ha-shogim. Good. But he says, Erev Tisha B'Av, for sure, yishmach ha-mahakel up until Tisha B'Av to learn whatever one wants. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Tani Nami Hachi, right before the two dots, Kala ochal basa v'shosa yayin b'tisha B'Av, if anybody eats meat and drinks wine, b'tisha B'Av, alav ha-kasuv ha-omer v'ati avonosam al-atzmosam. Their sins will be on their bones. What does that mean? Their sins will be on their bones. Somebody doesn't mourn for Tisha B'Av. Says the what does it mean mourning for Tisha B'Av? It means you're yearning for the Beis HaMikdash. That's what you're hoping for. Says the Ritva right here. If you're not mourning for the Beis HaMikdash, then you're not going to see the Beis HaMikdash. That's what it means. Your bones aren't going to happen. Pirish she'ein la'atzmosav tchiyah b'tchiyas ha'mesim. Says the Ritva right here. Ha'asid liyos b'binyan Beis HaMikdash la'osan she'mesu b'galas v'chiku li'yeshua. Those who yearn for the Yeshua. Right. What does the Gemara say in the end of Sanhedrin? Anybody who does not believe in Tchiyas HaMesim is not going to have Tchiyas HaMesim. Aval says the Ritva, though, even though this is true, their bones are going to come up, but the Ritva says there's going to be a second Tchiyas HaMesim, which we're not going to get into right now, all the different stages, but he says, when we have a Beis HaMikdash, this person is not going to have that. Aval adayin efshar sheish lazeh tchiyah biyom adin shu achar yimos HaMashiach. Okay, alluding to the different stages that are going to occur, which the Rambam says at the end of Mishnah Torah, we shouldn't try to figure it out because nobody really knows what's going to happen until it actually happens. Finishing out the last section, Rabbi Yehuda, Machai B'Chiyas Hamita, V'loho Dulo Chachamim. The Mishnah said that Rabbi Yehuda was Machai B'Chiyas Hamita on Tisha B'Av, and the Chachamim did not agree. Tanya, Amru, Lo Rabbi Yehuda, Lidvarecha, Ubaris Aminikos, Matahayalein. What are they supposed to do? Pregnant and nursing women. They can't do kfiya. Amru, Lo, Mafani, Lo, Amarti, Lo, B'Yachal. I mean, those who are able to. Tanya, Nami, Hachi, Mod, Rabbi Yehuda, L'Chachamim, B'Sheino, Yachal. Rabbi Yehuda agrees by people who can't do it, not to do kfiya samita. Ubod, Rabbi Yehuda, B'Yachal. And the Chachamim agree the other way. My Binayu, so what's the nafkamina between them? What about the other beds in the house that you don't sit on? The beds that are there for show. Do you have to be kofa them? Kedetanya, as the Brisa says, by real avelus. You're kofa all the mitos. Rabbi Yehuda says yes on Tisha B'Av. The Chachamim say no. What is the purpose of the other mitos? As we mentioned a couple of days ago, that there might be a din of base avel, not just nihuge avelus. And base avel, kviyas amita, could be part of that. Amar Rava Hilchaz Ketana Didan, the halachas like Artana, meaning we don't do kviyas amita on Tisha B'Av. The Shulchan Aruch, based on Tosfos here, Tosfos says we don't do kviyas amita at all today, even b'avelus. Right, we don't do that because chashinim l'kshafim v'lodu l'chachamim kol ikar, and that's what it means. The chachat dekamar v'lodu l'chachamim kol ikar. Right, we don't pass like a Yehuda at all. Okay, we don't do kfiyas amita chashinim l'kshafim, or we have different types of beds. But what's the message of kfiyas amita? Turning over the beds. Why is that a simen avelus? And the Mefarshim explained that kfiyas amita is a symbol of miut selam elokim. The mita, the bed, is where people are formed, ultimately, where conceiving takes place, and when a person dies, there's a mi'at of Tzelem Elokim in the world. So as an acknowledgement of that, we're kofa the mita. That's what the symbol of kofa mita. And that's what they say mirrors, the concept of covering one's mirrors comes from. Because that's also, a mirror celebrates Tzelem Elokim. You look in the mirror and you see yourself. We cover the mirrors to be my Tzelem Elokim. They say also Reb Soloveitchik is a lot on Avelus that he used to cover pictures in his house. Right, which is not the minhag olam. Not just, well, the minhag olam is just mirrors. But he used to cover pictures because he also felt. That's not the minhag of most, but that is also what he felt. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, the last daf that will be put up starts with these two dots. Again, the siyum, as we started off, is L'zecha Nishmas, Eyal Naftali, and Gilad, and also L'shem Shalom, Be'eretz Yisrael, and Be'Yisrael, all over the world. Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Meseches Megillah.